Hello, and welcome to the Qatar Navigation Milaha conference call. I would like to advise all participants that this call is being recorded. Thank you. I'd now like to welcome Bobby Sarkar to begin the conference. Bobby, over to you.
Thank you. Hi. Hello, everyone. This is Bobby Sarkar, Head of Research at QNB Financial Services. I want to welcome everyone to Milaha's second quarter 2023 financial results conference call. So on this call from Milaha management, we have Akram Iswaisi, who is the Executive Vice President in Finance and Investments, and Sami Shitaya, who is the VP in Financial Planning and Analysis. So we will conduct this conference with management first reviewing the company's results, followed by a Q&A. I would like to now turn the call over to Akram. Akram, please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone, for joining Milaha's H1 2023 earnings call and your interest in the company. We are very pleased to report another quarter of solid financial results. In fact, this past second quarter had the highest profits of any Q2 going back to 2015. This is a testament to the efforts we've put in over the years into building a strong foundation for future growth. We'll follow the same lines as previous calls. I'll be starting with our consolidated financial results, and then we'll go through our various segments before turning it over to Sami to go over our outlook for the rest of the year, and then we will end the call with Q&As. The key highlights of our financial results, Milaha's operating revenues came in at $1.5 billion for the first quarter of 2023, compared with $1.7 billion for the same period in 2022, for a decrease of 15%. Operating profits came in at $344 million for the first half of 2023, compared with $310 million for the same period in 2022, for an increase of 11%. Net profit for the first half of 23 was $648 million, compared with $641 million for the same period in 2022, for an increase of 1%. And lastly, our earnings per share was 0.57 for the first half of 2023, compared with 0.56 for the same period in 2022. Now let's jump on to the segments. Maritime and logistics. The large decline in container shipping rates continued to drag down results in the maritime and logistics segment when compared to the previous year. Overall, revenue dropped by $245 million versus the same period last year, with $262 million of that coming from container shipping due to reduced rates and volumes. So we had offsets. We had decreases and we had increases, but the majority of the decreases were coming from container shipping rates. Higher revenue from our logistics units tied to some spillover work from the World Cup, along with increased project cargo, only slightly offset the large container shipping drop. Expenses came down by $113 million, with most of that tied to the drop in container shipping volumes. Overall, we ended the year with net profit down $152 million, or 84% versus 2022. Moving on to offshore, Milaha Offshore continues to steadily grow, with operating revenues increasing by 11%, or $63 million versus the same period in 2022. Increased utilization of key assets, along with additional diving and construction-related projects, more than offset a drop in third-party chartered in vessel income. Lower chartering costs related to drop in revenue and a one-off provision reversal drove a $31 million decrease in expenses versus the same period in 2022. The net income result was year-over-year growth of $99 million, or 344%. Gas and Petchem recorded a 19% increase in revenue, with our FSO that became operational in the middle of 2022, offsetting lost revenue from the sale of our gas carrier, which was sold last year. Overall, expenses came down by $16 million from the gas carrier divestment, along with the non-recurrence of mobilization-related costs incurred last year for the FSO. At the non-operating level, income decreased by $15 million, as a result of lower income from our associates, and net profit for the segment ended up $20 million or 6% higher versus the same period in 2022. Our trading segment, we were able to reduce bottom line losses by $6 million versus the same period in 2022 by increasing sales of higher margin goods and services, including marine-related ship chandlery products. And lastly, capital revenue slipped by 15% or $47 million, with $64 million of Qatar Quarries sales, lower Qatar Quarries sales, more than offsetting higher overall investment and real estate income. Overall expenses came down by $79 million, driven primarily by around $60 million from lower Qatar Quarries cost of goods sold due to the drop in revenue, along with a $16 million reduction in bad debt provisions, all of which resulted an overall net profit growth of $35 million or 27% versus the same period in 2022. And that wraps up the segments, and I will now turn it over to Sami to discuss outlook for the rest of the year.
Thank you, Akram. Starting with maritime and logistics, on the container shipping side, H1 has already reflected the large rate drop, and we expect that to hold the rest of the year. In logistics, we expect a subdued second half. In offshore, on the support vessels and services side, we expect to see continued growth, particularly longer term, with all the expansion work in Qatar's oil and gas industry. In gas and petrochem, overall, we expect limited volatility due to the long-term nature of contracts we have in most business units. Our VLGC joint venture is the exception, where performance is difficult to predict due to volatile spot prices. In trading, we will continue to focus on profitable growth and margin improvement. And lastly, capital, where we will continue to focus on yield enhancement. And with that, the operator will now open up for questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. That is star one to ask a question. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. Our first question comes from the line of Nikhil Patani from CVQ. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, good morning, gentlemen. I've not been able to hear your presentation, but there's a couple of questions which I'd like to know in terms of your divisions. First, in terms of your maritime logistics, what we are seeing is there is a downfall in your joint ventures, revenues. So I just wanted to know what is the reason behind it as compared to the run rate of around $40 million. So that is it. Secondly, in terms of your, again, maritime, you did mention that there is going to be an uptick, in the second half of 2023. Do you see the same thing happening second half? Because you did mention now that the outlook could be a little subdued in the second half of 2023. Again, one more question in terms of your overall offshore. I mean, you did mention that there are significant contracts in the pipeline. So do you see the continued growth going up in terms of vessels chartering in the second half? Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Can you just repeat that first question, because I didn't hear you clearly?
Yeah, this is regarding your maritime logistic division. We are seeing there is a slight downfall in your JVs, results from an average run rate of around 30, 40. It has come down to around 18. Is that right? And what is the reason behind it? And, what do you see it going forward in 2023 second half? Thank you.
Okay. There was, in terms of the JV on M&L, there was, a slight drop in our Q-terminal results, and that's driven primarily by the slowdown in port activities in Q1 and slightly in Q2 of this year. So, you're seeing that across the board, across various other logistics players, as well as our our container business and our logistics business in general, Q1 and Q2, there is some drop in volume, but we were able to compensate for that in our, you know, project logistics work because we've been doing some additional project logistics work. So this is part of the increase in terms of that JV. And that's the second question as well. I'm sorry, repeat that again.
Again, I mean, second half, do you see, you know, the same trend continuing in terms of, you know, other division logistics, for example, supporting it much more than your, you know, your result from your joint agreements? It will be nullified, whatever, you know, downturn that you see it in joint ventures, so that overall profit.
Listen,
could likely
there was, again, in terms of cargo, there is a drop across the board. You see that everywhere. In the Q1, there was excess inventory, in warehouses across the country, and that inventory now is being consumed. So you should see the second half of the year looking much better in terms of cargo flow, and that's, you know, we're optimistic that that picture will look much better the second half of the year. But again, there was a significant amount of cargo and volume moving in the second half of last year. And so some of that spillover effect, you see that in Q1 of 2023. And so suspect that second half of the year, much of that inventory will be consumed and absorbed, and there should be more movement the second half of the year.
Okay. Okay, fine. I mean, regarding your other businesses, we see that, vessel chartering business under offshore has done well. Comparatively over the last one or two quarters. So what do you see the trend in second half of 2023? And anything else, in terms of, say, any abnormal losses, gains which could be seen going forward in second half?
I think the results for the first half speak for themselves. We're in a very positive trend. It's a good trajectory, and that will continue for the rest of the year. So there's nothing else to add to that.
Okay. Lastly, on your trading division, what we are seeing is, to a certain extent, in terms of your overall revenue movement has been quite good. But suppose you look at the GPM levels, we have seen a sharp drop. Operating supplies and expenses have gone up quite considerably. Compared to the first quarter. So, any reason behind this? The first quarter was an abnormal one. What do you see on this?
For trading?
Yeah, for trading.
Well, this is a spot business, so there is, again, a lot of movement month to month, quarter to quarter. So I'm not sure what is your question. This business here is tied to, the marine and industrial products business has been growing. And as I mentioned in previous calls, we are growing our ship chartering business. That continues to grow. So in terms of this business, I don't see a significant, you're talking about bunker, our bunker volume dropped, but that also is correlated. If you look at delta in the revenue versus the delta in operating expenses, they're very much aligned. So as you see a drop in bunker volume, we do see a drop in bunker cost of sales. But overall, in terms of this business, it turned profitable. And again, because we are focused on higher margin products, as I mentioned earlier, we are pushing more higher products and services. We are pushing more ship chartering activities. And so to grow on, as I mentioned that in previous calls, we see potential for building up a ship chartering supply chain in the country, and we continue to focus on that and be able to serve vessel owners in Qatar and the region. So that's one of the areas we're focused on. So I think hopefully that answers your question on trading.
You mentioned, I can understand that you want to go for higher yields, higher returns. But, that belies in second quarter because overall you've increased your bunker sales. But then I believe that, the yields, margins have been negative the way it looks like because it has been pulled down very drastically on your GPM levels. So we wanted to know whether are you going to be again concentrating on the same thing of, forcefully going into bunker sales further? Am I right on saying that, margins have been very squeezed hard in second quarter for bunker?
Bunker margins are very, very thin. This is an ancillary business that we provide to our customers. So if you look at our approach, the way we're approaching it, our customers, so again, don't get fixated on bunker by itself. We provide a lot of different services and products to our customers. So when I come to my customer, I provide ship chandlering, I provide bunkering, I provide a lot of different services. So I have to increase, it's a platform approach. So you will make thin margins on certain products, but you will try to increase them on others. And that's the strategy that we're following. So if I serve vessel owners have a need for spare parts, for rope, for water, for bunker, and the approach that we take is a platform approach, and that's the approach that we're following. So don't get fixated on bunker by itself, because again, at the end of the day, it's a thin margin product, and we are using this as an enabler to be able to serve our clients. I cannot just serve my clients with just water, spare parts. I need to provide a platform to serve my clients, who is ultimately vessel owners, right? So that's the approach that you gotta consider, and that's what you gotta look at.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Jagdish Tanvi from Avalon Global Research. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for
the
result. Yeah. I think most of the questions are answered, so I mean, I'm pretty satisfied with the answer that you have given.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question today, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. That's star one to ask a question. There are no further questions at this time. I will now hand the call back to Bobby Sarkar.
Okay, thank you. If there are no further questions, we can end the call for today. I want to thank Akram and Sami for taking the time to go over the presentation and answer our questions, and we will pick this up next quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, everyone. Appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.